We have been discussing the approach to acquiring Avas Hashem, the kind that Sfarim call Ahava Shetaluya B'Davar, love generated because of different things, like what Hashem gives us, what we receive from Hashem. We are now going to approach learning how to love Hashem beyond this, Ahava She'ena Tluya B'Davar. Now really, this is a very, very high level, and perhaps it's beyond what we are even ready to start working towards at this point. Really, we can argue that it's enough work relating and acquiring Ahava Shetluya B'Davar, seeing Hashem in everything that we have and everything we've accomplished and how much He gives us. But there's an important point that it's worthwhile to work on this a little, although we won't achieve much, because there's a world of growth even in a little achievement. Avodas Hashem means different things for different people. The Mesilas Yesharim clarifies this, and we've spoken about this in the past. And he writes an amazing thing. The Ramchal based his work on a Gemara in which Rav Pinchas ben Yair listed out the path to achieving Ruach HaKodesh and to be able to do Techiyas HaMesim, reviving the dead. Now that's some awesome spiritual workout, right? So you can get to, if he tells you the roadmap, how to get to the level of being able to do Techiyas HaMesim. Now, can anybody make that claim, promise something like that, that you can achieve that level? But the Ramchal begins at level one and works his way through each of the achievements that Rav Pinchas ben Yair lists out. He talks about Zehirus, which means being careful with our actions. Then he moves on to Zerizus, which means performing mitzvahs with alacrity and zeal. To each achievement, the Mesilas Yesharim dedicates about three chapters, where he develops every aspect of this accomplishment. This goes on and on, from Chassidus to Hara, Kedusha, and so on. And finally, he reaches the end, which means whomever the Mesilas Yesharim is addressing at this point, we would think is someone who has worked through all the levels and is up to Ruach HaKodesh. And he writes as follows. He says, "You, Kairei Noim, must realize as I do that I have not completed in this work all the principles of Chassidus. It's obvious that each person, depending on his trade and his occupation, needs direction and guidance. The path of Chassidus that's appropriate for someone who is a full-time Torah scholar is not the path of Chassidus that's appropriate for someone who needs to hire himself out to work for another. And neither of these is the path of Chassidus suited for someone who's engaged in business. Each person, according to his situation, has aspects of saintliness suitable for him. It's not that the essence of Chassidus changes, for it's certainly applicable to everyone, but since the conditions are different, the means leading to the goal will change for each person according to his circumstances. One can be a complete tzaddik performing simple labor just as much as one whose mouth does not pause from learning." Those are the words of the Mesilas Yesharim. It's evident from his words that one can be a tzaddik who is attached to Hashem to the extent that he will achieve Ruach HaKodesh and the ability to revive the dead, regardless of his occupation. Torah study or manual labor, as long as the person is Shem Shemayim, and this is not limited to rare individuals who are removed from the world, hiding in a corner. At the same time, we realize that the path to achieving all these levels doesn't mean to the same extent one person to the next. Which means you can take a little bit of each level and then you can start over again and get another little bit of each level. Each one of the levels has something to offer. When you get to the level of right before Techiyas HaMesim, it doesn't mean that you're going to get to the next level of Techiyas HaMesim, but you're going to get a little bit of it. And then you're going to start over and get a little bit of it again. So likewise, we can and work on understanding all the levels of Avodas Hashem, including this concept of Ahava She'ena Tluya B'Davar, because there is something for everyone. The concept of Ahava She'ena Tluya B'Davar is not even an easy one to understand. The concept is rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Yisrael Chad. Us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are one. Well, of course, it doesn't mean in a literal way, in a physical way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical, but that means the neshama of Klal Yisrael is bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way. And that's the source of this love. The source of this love is when we can dig down and find that connection that's intrinsic, integral, part of our soul, our neshama, where we're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we get there, it's not built on anything, it doesn't depend on anything, and it doesn't rely on anything. That's Ahava She'en Tluy B'Davar. As Hashem, we'll speak about this more tomorrow.